Welcome to Wednesday morning prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt and rise up to live in the glory of God forevermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. Blessed are you, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for you have blessed us in Christ Jesus with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. You chose us to be yours in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before you. In love you destined us to be your children through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of your will, to the praise of your glorious grace, which you freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 1. Blessed are they who have not walked in the counsel of the ungodly, nor followed the way of sinners, nor taken their seat amongst the scornful. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on that law will they ponder day and night. They are like trees planted beside streams of water, that yield their fruit in due season. Their leaves also shall not wither, and look, whatever they do, it shall prosper. As for the ungodly, it is not so with them. They are like the chaff which the wind scatters. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand up at the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord cares for the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. We consecrate this day to your service, O Lord. May all our thoughts, words, and actions be well-pleasing to you and serve the good of our brothers and sisters through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from the book of Numbers, beginning at chapter 14, verse 26. And the Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, "How long shall this wicked congregation complain against me? I have heard the complaints of the Israelites, which they complain against me. Say to them, 'As I live, says the Lord, I will do to you the very things I heard you say. Your dead bodies shall fall in this very wilderness, and all your number included in the census from 20 years old and upwards, who have complained against me. Not one of you shall come into the land in which I swore to settle you, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. But your little ones, who you said would become booty, I will bring in, and they shall know the land that you have despised. But as for you, your dead bodies shall fall in this wilderness, and your children shall be shepherds in the wilderness for 40 years, and shall suffer for your faithlessness, until the last of your dead bodies lies in the wilderness, according to the number of the days in which you spied out the land, 40 days for every day a year, You shall bear your iniquity 40 years, and you shall know my displeasure. I, the Lord, have spoken. Surely I will do thus to all this wicked congregation gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall come to a full end, and there they shall die. And the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land, who returned and made all the congregation complain against him by bringing a bad report about the land, the men who brought an unfavourable report about the land, died by a plague before the Lord. But Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, alone remained alive of those men who went to spy out the land. When Moses told these words to all the Israelites, the people mourned greatly. They rose early in the morning and went up to the heights of the hill country, saying, "Here we are. We will go up to the place that the Lord has promised for us, for we have sinned." But Moses said, "Why do you continue to transgress the command of the Lord? That will not succeed. Do not go up, for the Lord is not with you. Do not let yourselves be struck down before your enemies. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites will confront you there, and you shall fall by the sword, because you have turned back from following the Lord. The Lord will not be with you." But they presumed to go up to the heights of the hill country, even though the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and Moses had not left the camp. Then the Amalekites and the Canaanites who lived in that hill country came down and defeated them, pursuing them as far as Hamah. The second reading is from the Gospel according to John, beginning at chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then, believe me because of the works themselves, very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. We praise you, O God, we claim you as Lord. All creation worships you, the Father everlasting. To you all angels, all the powers of heaven, the cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all praise, the Holy Spirit advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you took our flesh to set us free, you humbly chose the Virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come to be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Saving God, who called your church to witness that you were in Christ reconciling the world to yourself, help us so to proclaim the good news of your love, that all who hear it may be reconciled to you, through him who died for us and rose again, and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Loving God, we give you thanks that through your Son, Jesus Christ, you have shown us the way to live in your righteousness. You made us in your likeness. You gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, who gave us forgiveness of sin. Bring us together as one, different in culture, but given new life in Jesus Christ. Reconciled, forgiven, sharing you with others as you have called us to do. We pray for reconciliation with you, God, and reconciliation with each other, and ask for strength to remain in your presence in all we do. God of grace, hear our prayer. Saviour God, we thank you for your faith, for the faithfully departed and your servants in every age. We ask that your ancestors and all your saints may be brought to a joyful resurrection and the fulfilment of your glorious kingdom. God of grace, hear our prayer. God of justice, we ask for your help with domestic violence. We ask that you shine your heavenly light to guide people to live in harmony with each other and make amends by setting free their victims. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask you to bless all parishes seeking clergy, all Anglican schools seeking chaplains, all prison ministry chaplaincy teams, and all people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Eternal God and Father, by whose power we are created, and by whose love we are redeemed, guide and strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give ourselves to your service and live this day in love to one another and to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant us to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus, that we may be with one voice. Glorify our God and Father. Amen.